ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, the American Broadcasting Company brings to its entire network one of radio's most unusual programs.
I know you're going to dig this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Darren G, here with my co-hosts, Roger T and Nikki Steele. And you are sitting in the G-spot, and like always, it's my favorite time of the day. I get some wicked questions from our lovely listeners, and wow, I don't even know what's going on today. I have no idea.
It's in the water.
It must be in the water, because what? It's affecting me weird. I feel it in my loins, actually.
I see you dancing around a lot today.
I don't know. Yeah, it is. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I'd like to say I have an itch that I can't reach, but that's not entirely true.
Well, I have a really great question here from Terry.
Okay? Terry, yeah.
I give oral sex to my boyfriend often, but my boyfriend is disgusted with the idea of giving oral sex to me. What can I do, Darren, to give... to get him to give me oral sex.
Terry, let me explain this to you. First things first, I have questions, and I wish you were in front of me right now because I need to ask you these questions. A, do you trim? Are you neatly trimmed, this and that? Are there other issues down there that could be a barrier as to why he isn't giving you oral sex? And if not, then kick him to the curb.
I sense some victim blaming here.
No, I'm not.
I sense some victim blaming here.
I agree.
Do you understand?
I understand you.
Straight up. Stop sucking his dick. If he doesn't go down on you, you don't go down on him.
I agree. That's 100%.
Wait a minute.
You don't have to change and trim and shit like that.
But wait a minute. Are we not communicating? Because if you got to communicate to him, hey, what's going on? Why aren't you doing this for me? Why aren't we doing, you know, my side, my pleasure? Where's my side?
Okay, but hold on. If Terry comes out and she's walking in the bedroom as Miss Poland Bikini, and she's got hair all over the place. Maybe, I'm just saying maybe, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, maybe he's not really attracted to that.
So he doesn't like Scatterbush?
But did maybe. You use the word disgusted? Is that what you used? Did Terry say...
Yes, yeah, disgusted.
Oh, let me just look
he
at
was
the
disgusted?
Question.
Yeah.
But my boyfriend is disgusted
by
the idea of giving me oral sex.
Yeah, I know.
That's a huge word.
Disgusted. So do you think that he has his own problem in oral sex, in cunnilingus and going down on a woman, and like it's his own thing?
Maybe he doesn't have the confidence to do it. Or look, I know people who genuinely don't like it. Me, I love it. I mean, I could do it all
maybe
day.
Maybe he had a bad experience.
Maybe.
Oh.
But
have you ever had a bad experience?
Yeah, I have had a bad experience. But. If I were in her shoes, I would withhold oral sex. I wouldn't go down on him.
But she has to talk to him first about it. If nothing changes, then you start withholding oral sex for him, because at that point, there's nothing else to do but to show him how it feels. But can I ask you a question, Darren? Would you suggest for a situation like this that maybe she showers right before she sees him? Maybe he did have a bad, you know, situation that happened to him beforehand that's stopping him from even
that's
trying.
That's supposed to be mandatory anyway.
No, yeah, but listen, there's some situations where you're just kind of in it, you know?
You can't, but hold on. Even if that were the case, I mean, look, I don't have all the particulars. It's a question. I don't know what he doesn't like, and he's disgusted by it. I don't know what he doesn't like. So I need to speak to this guy, whatever his name is. Well, I'll call him Putz for now, because because he's, in my eyes, he's being selfish, okay? When a woman gives me oral sex, she's giving me a blowjob, you best believe. In fact, before I even get that blowjob, I'm going downtown on her before I get that blowjob.
She asked the question, what can she do?
Not do it at all.
Okay.
Not
I'm
do it at all.
I'm a little speechless. I'm a little bit speechless. I think Darren's being a little too harsh and jumping the gun to the end. To the end.
Yes.
You have to talk. You have to communicate.
But hold on.
And then if it doesn't change, knock yourself out and do what
Steele,
you want
when
and
do
nothing.
When?
Right? When you see something's wrong.
Like,
and
do
then...
Because it's not going to happen.
But if it's not going to happen, then at that point, then you make a decision not to do it for him.
But again, here's what I want to do. Okay? I mean, this is a call-in person. Next time, I'd like to have her live and ask her these questions, because we're just assuming that, you know, there is no problem outside of that. He just doesn't like it or whatever the case may be.
You want the team to find Terry and bring her to the show so you can talk to her.
I want to talk to her. I said,
we
look.
We can find Terry. Yeah, we can find her.
I want to know what's going on. Do you not trim? Is there a scent he doesn't like? Or maybe he just genuinely doesn't like going downtown.
I don't think it's Terry we need to bring. I think we need to bring the dude.
Well, maybe bring the dude in. Okay, bring him in. I'll school the man real quick.
You know,
real quick.
Let's get both of them in.
Yeah?
We should do that.
We could. Oh, that would be
it. Do you think that they would come in?
Wow.
Listen.
I would love that.
I think they'd come in before they hear what Darren has to say. I think if they heard what Darren had to say about schooling them, he might stay away. But if he's disgusted in the pussy, he can be disgusted in Darren's treatment.
Right.
But hold on. Well, he would not appreciate my words, but you can't be selfish in that, okay? You can't be. So let's just wrap this up right now, okay? Because, again, I don't have all the particulars. Yeah, Terry's got a problem. She loves giving her boyfriend blowjobs, and he's disgusted by going down on her and just won't do it. Terry, my darling, if I were you, I'd stop until you reach a resolution and communicate with your man. Here we are. You're in the G-spot. I'm Darren G. Thank you very much.